Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. This will be the next podcast and like my little series, but it's not gonna be a tea spilling podcast so much as like I just kind of want to have a down to earth talk about things, some things that I've been like reflecting on recently. So I have a bit of a drive coming up, and I figured this would be a good time to just talk about what's been going on. And before I start, take what I'm about to say like just as a lesson. I'm not subtweeting anyone. If anyone, I'm talking more about myself, which is why this episode is entitled what it is. But I wanted to talk about friends, specifically like being genuine. And I talked about this a couple months ago with one of my other friends, but I feel like it's something that I really needed to talk about. It's been something that's been on my heart and on my mind recently. And I, you know, this is ultimately, I want to be able to have an influence where I'm making other people's lives better from my life experiences. And so when I think what happened was when I started, or the last time I made an episode, I know it's been a while, but it's because after I made the first episode, oh my god, I swear there was just the biggest cockroach crawling in the road. After I made the first episode, I was really mad at John. And when I made the first episode, and when I was doing all my Snapchats leading up to it and all my Snapchats after it, it made it seem like I was like horrifically mad at John and that there couldn't have been a worse person on the planet. And I will admit that that portrayal is not 100% accurate, and where that came from was just where I was, what I was feeling at the time. And I don't think that's fair to him, especially because he doesn't listen to these, so there's no way for him to defend himself, which was like my exact intention. Who parks their Ferrari on the street? What the heck? Anyway, after I posted that, I kind of got what I was looking for out of it, in that other people thought that what he did was bad too. And I'm not saying what he did was good, but a lot of people have done a lot of other things to me that have been a lot worse than what I went through with John. And in all reality, John is probably one of my best friends. And that was, I think, our first real like up and down period where I was like the first time I've ever been actually mad at him. And like thinking back on it, like it was funny when I made it and it was entertaining, but like there's so many bigger problems in this world that could be taken care of. And there's like bigger problems in my life than someone canceling on me a couple times and, you know, excluding me from something, even though that's how I felt at the time. But that kind of leads me into what I want to talk about today with being genuine and overall just not being fake. And so reflecting on that podcast and afterward, I felt like I was being fake. And I don't need y'all to be like, yeah, you were. Like, I know I was, because I never talked to him about how I felt about what he did. I never let him listen to this. And instead, like, that's not what a friend should do. And I made it seem like we weren't friends at all, which 100% was not true. But that kind of leads me into what I wanted to talk about today, just because, like I said, it's been on my mind for a while, of just being a genuine person, and especially to those around you who like need it the most. And if you know me at all, you know that I have trust issues with people. And even my closest friends, like Petunia, don't know a lot about me, and that's because I've chosen to keep a large majority of my life out of the public. You know, that's something that I just wanted to keep to myself after something that happened a lot of years ago. But that's just who I am now. Is I'm not a very, I come across as a very open person, but on the other side, there's a lot that I don't tell a lot of people. Which also relates back to John in that there's a lot more to that story between what happened between us, and maybe I'll tell that story someday, but maybe that one will just be one for the memes and I'll keep it to myself. But what was I talking about? I totally just lost my train of thought because I almost just like hit a car. But like just being a genuine friend. So like I said, I keep a lot of my personal life out of, you know, what I talk to people about at school and just in my life in general. I'm a very kind of hidden person on the inside. Oh my God, there's a cop. Sorry, this hands-free law has me shook as hell, knowing that I'm in 100% violation of it right now. But, anyway. I've gone through a lot of different phases of friends. Like, I, like, kind of, like, reflecting on it, probably about, like, one group of friends every year for, like, the past 6 years, which is, like, so exhausting. And that was because I wasn't being a genuine friend and I wasn't being genuine to myself. So above all, if you don't hear anything else of this episode or like you click off because I'm not talking shit about anyone, take away that the most important thing that you can do in your life is be genuine to yourself and genuine to other people. And that's something that I've struggled a lot with in the past couple years, of just people being ingenuine with me. And, you know I've definitely been in that spot too, where I've just been like a horrible friend at times, and that's not something I'm proud of and 100% something I regret. But I think that it's given me a lot of perspective into how people behave and how to be a better person in the long run. But like I said, for a while I went through like a friend group every single year because there was always someone or something that sparked a huge fight, and or someone was, I caught someone lying to me, and like I said, I already, like, I have trust issues, and when I catch someone lying to me, it's probably the most disheartening thing that you know, that someone could do to me. Like, you can, you know, cheat off me, steal my homework answers, whatever, I won't get mad at you, but if you lied to me, I'm running this light, hold on, I'm saying hold on like you're in the car with me. If you lie to me, I'm going to feel a lot less inclined to continue our friendship than I would be to, you know, if you just, whatever, said something about me. But lying is something that really, like, hits it home for me. And it's something that I don't really appreciate after being lied to so many times by a bunch of different people. So when I was speaking about John, I gave him, I wasn't lying about anything. Before I go any further, I was not lying about anything I said in that podcast. Everything in that podcast was 100% true. And what just didn't feel right about it was I wasn't being genuine to John. And I know I made it seem like I was like his worst enemy, but I have so many more bigger fish to fry than John, who in reality is one of my closest friends that I am actually really grateful for. So on that topic, like I said, I feel like I'm being repetitive, but I think it is really important that you have to be genuine with your friends. And so I never realized this until recently, but friends are so much more than just people to hang out with, like on the weekends or at school, someone to get homework from. But for me, what my friends are they are a really big support system. And I feel like when I do stuff like talk about them on my podcast, I'm betraying them in that sense. And they don't even know about it because they don't listen. And so that's something I'm definitely going to stop. I'm not necessarily going to stop telling stories about what's happening in my life, but that's something that, like I said, I don't think is fair anymore, because I'm preaching about being a genuine friend and going and doing exactly the opposite. So this person's going to cut me off. There it is. So on that same kind of, gosh, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just getting too emotional. But like I said, my friends are my biggest support system. And I kind of realized that recently when I went through a really just kind of like sad part of my life where I was like, what am I doing this for? What am I doing these activities for? Like, they're not bringing me any joy. I'm not having any fun. And the people who I turned to first were my closest friends. And it was kind of around that time when I realized, I was like, I'm being ingenuine to these people who I expect to be there when I need them, and then and sometimes not there when they need me. So that's really what today's talk is all about. I've been through a lot of friendships where I felt like I was putting a lot more into the relationship than what I was getting out of it. And that's really what I felt when I made the last episode about John, was that I was putting a lot more into the relationship, into the friendship, than I was getting out of it. And I think that's what I was so mad, because that's one of the things that bugs me the most. Like I said, like, I cannot stand when someone is, one, lying to me. Is this a cop behind me? I really think it is. Oh well. When someone is lying to me, and two, when I'm, you know, putting a lot more energy and effort into the friendship than what I'm getting out of it. And I think that's what ties into being genuine to yourself. You have to realize that at some point, these people you're friends with, you're not going to be friends with them your whole life. And for a while, I was so attached to the idea that my friends starting in middle school were going to be the people at my wedding, where they're going to be my best friends forever. And eventually, like, I had to grow out of that ideology, because it just was not going to happen. It was very impractical for me to think about that, or to think that it was going to go that way. And, you know, that just put a lot of stress on me, because I was constantly trying to make these relationships work, and sometimes you just, like, have to move on with your life. And I'm not saying I'm moving on from John, because, like I said, he actually is one of my best friends. There was just a moment of toxicity. I don't know if that's a word, but if it isn't, I just made it one. Give me a second while I merge onto the highway. But in that moment, reflecting on everything that was going on, I realized, like I said, like, I needed to clear the air just to get it off my own chest. Like, I know he doesn't listen to this. I know he's not mad at me. But for my own sake, I needed to know that I had made the decision to, you know, reflect on what was going on and reflect on what I had done. And so going forward, I want everyone, not just me, to think about, like, being a genuine person. And I know not everyone you encounter in your life is going to be a genuine person. And if you're anything like me, you'll do everything to try to make it work, especially if they bring you, like, some sort of joy, some type of popularity or inclusion. That's my biggest weakness. But I think it's really important to know where your friends lie, and know that you can turn to them and that they'll support you. Oh my god, I'm literally gonna get run off this road. This guy in a blue Camaro has to be going 100 miles an hour down 285 in the right lane, because I'm going 82 in the second to right lane. Anyway. Going forward, I want everyone to just kind of think about, no, sir, you're not getting around me. Hop off my, ugh, why can't people drive? Anyway, going forward, I want people to focus on how they can be the most genuine person they can be and how to incorporate those aspects into their life, whether it's, you know, just being truthful or, you know, just being a better support system. Because at the end of the day, if someone who you value in your life needs you and they think that they can't turn to you, it totally undermines the whole point of a relationship. Oh, I definitely should be in this other lane. Oops. It's okay. I'll just cut off the same car that I already cut off. Ooh, I missed the turn. Oh, well. And now the light's red. Focus on how you can be the best person you can be. And if you notice that there's someone in your life who's preventing you from doing that, really think about, you know, what the benefits are of being around them and think of how much happier you feel when you're not around them or how much less stressful life is, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, being genuine to yourself is the most important thing you could do to ensure that you're gonna be happy in life. I need to get over. Thank you, minivan. But I think that's where I'm gonna conclude the segment today. Wow, there's literally no place for me to turn left. What the nut? It is Sunday afternoon. I'm just gonna turn here. Sorry, I keep getting distracted. I'm a distracted driver. Oh, well. No, but seriously, I want everyone to be the happiest person that they can be, but I want them to be the most genuine person that they can be as well. And I know that sometimes I fall in that trap of it's so much fun to be entertaining and tell stories of people, but at the end of the day, that's not being the most genuine person that you can be, and that's not how I want to be. So I'm still going to continue stories of crazy stuff that happens in my life, but I think next time I'm definitely going to wait a little bit to until it settles and I can figure out who did what and what needed to be reflected on and, you know, go through the whole process of what can I really do to make this situation better without making it worse first. So with that, I'll see you next time, maybe with tea, maybe with another life lesson, but I hope you enjoyed just me kind of talking about myself. That sounds a little narcissistic, but me talking about where we can all improve as humans, because in today's society and world, like, I feel like we're all fake to some extent, and to me, the best part about a friendship is being genuine with one another, and that's something that I hope everyone gets to do a little bit more of after listening to this. So tune in next time. I don't know when the next time's gonna be, but, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be tea. Maybe there'll be a life lesson. Either way, I hope you tune in.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.